Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too. The executive director joins us right now, Nicole Shanks. Good morning, Nicole. Thanks for getting up so early.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for coming.
This is a beautiful clinic. It's a beautiful setup you have here. It's so, you have so much going on, and we're going to talk about that this morning. But first, I love your journey and how you got here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in South Dakota, but I spent a majority of my adult life in the Seattle, Washington area. That's where my husband is from. And I was a nurse by trade. I started out as a labor and delivery nurse and then worked as an OBGYN nurse in clinics for years. And I absolutely just loved working with the moms and the babies and had a heart and a passion for that. But I always knew, Kate, that there was something more. I always felt like God had something more. And so it wasn't until a couple of years ago when I was visiting my parents in the Bonita Springs area, and this job came up that they were looking for an executive director. And I thought about the journey that God had me on over the years.
And you were on the other side of the country.
I was. I was in Seattle, Washington with no intention of moving to Naples, Florida. So this was completely the Lord's idea and just in his perfect timing. And as I looked back over the last years, I realized God had a plan all along, and he was preparing me my whole life for this position, whether it be the skill set with nursing, my heart for these moms, equipping moms and caring and loving for them and their babies, and just my faith journey. And how that had deepened through, you know, some of the trials that our family had walked through. And I just am so thankful that the Lord, for everything that I've been through, the good and the bad, truly was a part of the plan to to prepare me to be here at the Pregnancy Resource Center.
We were talking about that. And I think, you know, that kind of gets to the root of the Pregnancy Care Center idea, is that something trial can come your way because some of these women are not expecting it, are not ready to be pregnant, are not ready for this. But if you give God the opportunity, what he will do with that is amazing.
Amen. I mean, through the eyes of the women, you know, that walk through our door, they see this as as a crisis.
Yes.
This is awful. I was with a woman the other day, and when the nurse came in and shared that the pregnancy test was positive, she just wept. Mm-hmm. The tears just dripped down her face. And she already had a 16-year-old, and she was planning on moving on with life.
Yeah.
And she had a boyfriend, and this was just not her plan in life.
Right.
And so to be there in the room and be able to, you know, comfort her and just be there talking with her. You could tell she was processing it. And we did an ultrasound at that point. And when she saw the little beating heart up there on the ultrasound, again, she wept because you could just see, you know, she was realizing then and there, like, wow, I'm far enough along. This is a baby, you know, and and they were pointing out the head and you know, the arms and the legs, and I just held her hand, you know, there's not a lot you can say in that moment. She's just really processing it. But we start our day in prayer, Kate, you know, every single day, because we know we can't do this in our own strength.
Right.
It is going to be the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through us to be there with these women.
Amen. And that is, and I think pro-life movement gets a really bad rap because it's like, you don't care about the women. Oh, we care about the women. It is, you know, she will have that baby alone, you know, and that nobody can do anything about that. That's one of those things. But she doesn't have to take the whole journey alone before and after. And that's what we're here for.
So true. So a lot of these women will come in, you know, some will have a boyfriend, occasionally a husband, some will have a mom, but many women do feel very alone.
Yeah.
A lot of them will come from broken homes. And so the thought of carrying a pregnancy and doing it alone is overwhelming to them. It's like a big mountain. And so as we begin to share with her, you know, we actually have volunteer advocates that will walk alongside
guide you for up to 15 months.
Wow, I love that.
It's amazing. They've never had someone just pour their heart and soul and life into them and be generous with their time. And so it's that part alone is life changing and is a part of the equation a lot of times when they choose life, when they realize what we truly can offer them.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the services you have here.
Yeah. So when a woman walks into Aspire Women's Clinic, she will get, everything is free, by the way. There's no charge for any of our services to any of our patients. The generous donors support everything that we do. And so we will offer a medical grade pregnancy test. And then after we confirm that pregnancy, you know, she is going to meet with an advocate as well. And those are all volunteers. We depend heavily on volunteers. And so that volunteer advocate has been through training. And she's going to sit down with the woman and just start asking questions. What is it that you are, you know, struggling with? What is it that's causing you to want to have an abortion? And we'll begin there with just hearing a little bit about her life. And then she'll move over and talk with the nurse and we'll do an ultrasound. And a lot of times seeing that baby up on the screen is a life changer.
Absolutely. Tell us about volunteers. You need volunteers and that they don't come in and you don't say, just go do this, but the training involved.
Yeah, we rely heavily on volunteers, especially over in our Next Steps program. And it's very common that people can feel like I'm not enough or I'm not ready, you know, or I can't do this, I'm not equipped. But we will train all of our volunteers. And there is a role for everybody because as we grow our Next Steps program over the next several months, we're going to need volunteers to bring food for some of our classes. So we're going to engage the churches and ask community groups to bring food to feed these men and women that are taking the classes. We need a volunteer coordinator that can help us coordinate all of these volunteers. We're going to need women and men that are going to want to sit alongside these couples during classes, that come alongside us during our Bible studies and can mentor them and pour into them, one-on-one opportunities for volunteers. So we have a training program and we will train and equip all of these volunteers. But this is actually a very exciting time, Kate, with the Pregnancy Resource Center, because with the six-week ban that is going into effect on May 1st, we are getting ready. In fact, we've been preparing for months for this moment. A couple of us flew to Texas because Texas had the six-week ban go into effect a couple of years ago. And so they have equipped and trained us so that we are ready for this. It will impact us locally in a very big way.
What do you think the numbers, how are they going to change? Double?
Or? I think it at least will double, according to what Texas has shared with us, because now it used to be a 15-week ban, abortion ban. With the six-week abortion ban, truly, once a pregnancy is confirmed at 6 weeks, there will be no adoption, or I'm sorry, no abortion, you know, providers that can provide them an abortion in our area. Now, what we do hear is going to be a very common thing is they are going to seek the abortion pill. And even though it will be illegal, there will be many ways that they can seek the abortion pill online. And so we are going to be equipping as far as just educating them, you know, about that and the risks and the consequences. Texas has prepared us that we are going to see a lot of post-abortive women that are going to walk through our doors as well. And we need to be prepared and equipped to care for them.
Yes.
But ultimately, many more women are going to be, you know, choosing life because they're going to be beyond that 6 weeks. And so they are going to flood our Next Steps program. So we are probably going to go through our baby boutique items very quickly, which we encourage all of our donors, our supporters, our churches, you know, to send items to our baby boutique because these women that choose life have the opportunity to go over to Next Steps. And as they take our classes and meet with our advocates one-on-one, they earn everything that they need for that baby in our baby boutique. All those items are donated brand new. And so we have a link on supportprc.org, and they can just click that Amazon link. It shows you all of the needs that these parents need.
Yes. And there's so much you forget, but you remember after you have a baby and you have to go somewhere with it, the 10 tons of stuff you have to carry with you just to make sure the baby's okay. And that is a wonderful opportunity. If you text the word baby to 888-777-6810. I believe we have the link, the Amazon link. You scroll down to the Aspire, the information that shows that about Naples, and there's an Amazon link. I believe it's that same one from the comfort of your own home. Click on Amazon and shop for all those cute little baby things that are so adorable. Now, Dad, tell us a little bit more about, because you have expanded your territory as well in that you are also have a clinic in Fort Myers.
We sure do. So at the Cypress Preserve, we have another clinic and Next Steps, and they are very, very busy. They're at 4969 Royal Golf Circle, and we have the same services up there with the Baby Boutique and the Next Steps. And so when they walk in the doors at Aspire Women's Clinic, they'll be greeted with the advocates and with the staff. We have an entire medical staff that serve these men and women, and we have nurses, we have sonographers, and they will educate on all of their options and love on them.
Thanks for listening to Curtain Cape Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.